Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York.
Now wait, tell me where they're hiding the car.
President Biden is meeting with local leaders in El Paso, Texas right now, where there's been a huge surge in legal and illegal migrant crossings. Republican Governor Greg Abbott handed the president a letter when he landed.
I gave the president a letter outlining the chaos that his refusal to enforce the border laws has caused in the state of Texas.
Mr. Biden announced new Title 42 rules last week, including humanitarian parole for up to 30,000 migrants a month. Well, California is still getting clobbered by strong storms, causing all kinds of damage, from flooding to landslides and massive power outages. Meteorologist Brian Hurley is with the National Weather Center.
Wind will be a factor, especially over the higher terrain areas. The various offices in California do have wind advisories out. In some areas, maybe high wind warnings as you get into the higher terrain. But wind advisories alone would be sustained winds of 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts of 40.
The winds already knocked out power to more than 300,000 customers near Sacramento. The U.S. is sending more aid to Ukraine.
Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Markarova, says Ukraine is a grateful nation.
So everyone, you know, president, Congress, big thank you.
But why does Ukraine need still more aid?
Because we see that, A, we need to increase the liberation speed of our land. We need to free more people as soon as possible because we see what happens when they're under occupation.
The most recent U.S. aid package to Ukraine worth some $3 billion included Bradley fighting vehicles. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Still no deal to stop a nurses' strike tomorrow in New York City. 1010 Winds reporter Eileen LaPalmer.
8,700 nurses now at three hospitals in the city ready to walk the picket line starting tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. if no agreement is reached.
We do not take strikings lightly, but that's what will happen if our bosses give us no other choice.
Nancy Hagans, the president of the New York State Nursing Association. Hagans says the sticking point remains staffing issues. Six hospitals so far have reached a tentative agreement.
Buffalo's DeMar Hamlin celebrated a big Bills win today over the Patriots.
And here's Hines on the run back, breaking a tackle and taking it past midfield. And down the sideline he goes. This is storybook. An opening kickoff return for DeMar Hamlin. And this place is absolutely going wild.
And that was just the opening run on CBS. The final score was 35-23. Hamlin FaceTimed the team before the game. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Introducing a six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Right now, you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code SKY. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code SKY. Or call 800-635-1825. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SKY.
Well, people are feeling lucky ahead of the next Mega Millions drawing because the jackpot's now up to $1.1 billion. KCBS TV's Lauren Posen talked to players in L.A.
When the Mega Millions jackpot hits $1 billion,
here they are.
You can only do one thing.
My wife told me to come back with the winning numbers, so what can I do?
Players came to Joe's service station in Altadena Saturday hoping Lady Luck is on their side.
I was going to the grocery store. I'm like, let's stop, and I might be the next lucky one.
After all, this is the same store that sold a winning Powerball ticket for a record-setting $2 billion back in November.
Elon Musk doesn't think he can get a fair trial in California, so he's now asking a federal judge to shift a shareholder lawsuit trial to Texas. The billionaire claims negative media coverage and biased potential jurors could hurt him. Musk relocated Tesla to Austin in late 2021 and says if this move is not possible, his lawyers want that trial to be postponed. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
You'd never knowingly feed your pup mystery meat or spoiled grocery store food, so why are those some of the most common protein sources in kibble today? Yep, the dog food ingredient, Meat Meal, can be made of spoiled supermarket meat and packing plant scraps.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldsky. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet similar to what they would eat in the wild. That's why I developed Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food made with premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Bailey is 12 years old. He has been on your food for 9 bags now.
Nature's Blend is pantry safe and has zero artificial preservatives, additives, filler, or meat meal.
He's got more energy, able to run around and play when our grandson comes.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I can't thank you enough. He's 12 and I'm enjoying every day with him.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Stumble around like ghosts in the dark. Around about journeys that end with a start. Storing up karma through deeds to be done. Soaking up rays from an indifferent sun. Now the planets don't care if we win or we lose. In the distance, obstructed from view. And I'm treading for days like a log on the sea. And I can't save the world, and the world can't save me. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Find the philosopher's stone. But the more I create, well, the less I control. Perpetual light of diamonds and dust. Like a shiny metal that reflects and it rusts. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Oh, and I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Watching the shoreline confused and amazed. The pebbles are setting their trap by the waves. Polished by that stings when it bleeds. You know that power creates and power deceives. I can take this fight, but it won't give the world. Like a moth to a flame, I come back for more. But I believe the best is
best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
Music, The Mascot Theory, When I Drift Away. Before that, Best Is Yet to Come. And that's a brand new single that Eric just emailed maxincradio@gmail.com. Thank you for that, Mr. Jellin. That was awesome. Mascot Theory, they're playing at Rhythm and Brews with Allison Maha at the Gibson Community Music Hall in Appleton. This is a short drive from Oshkosh for those of you listening on Air Support 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. And the Mascot Theory also playing in Madison at the Red Rooster with the Lower Fifth. That's on Saturday, January 21st. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello, everyone. Hey, Jimmy.
It's our first show of 2023.
Ooh, it's coming in hot, too.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, last week, we were at the spaceship.tv.
Indeed.
Yeah.
What an amazing show it really was. And just an amazing evening. The first thing I want to say is thank you to the folks at the spaceship.tv. Dustin, Kat, Eric, Ernie Sell, the whole crew running the cameras. I wish I had a list of their names in front of me right now, because I would like to thank each of them individually. But
I do. I mean, I can just quickly like rip through their names. I also posted it on the Max Inc. Radio Facebook page, because I just felt they all individually needed to hear their names, see their name, and just know how much it meant to us to be part of the spaceship crew on New Year's Eve.
It was so professionally well done.
It was so great. And we simulcast on the radio. And I think one of you referred to it as radio on TV, which that just made me giggle all night.
I came up with that. Radio on TV. Rocker, what was your thoughts, man?
Well, I thought it was just an amazing broadcast, and the performances by the bands were really stellar. I mean, very high quality.
Really great.
And I thought it was just a great experience hanging out with all those people. And like you guys said, the crew at the spaceship were incredibly professional. And there was a lot of people. I think I counted about 8 of their crew and camera and sound people. Mm-hmm. And they really had a giant, you know, facility. And they took care of our every need.
Oh, my gosh. Do you need water? And, do you need coffee?
And,
it's like, oh, you guys, I have legs. I can go get it. But thank you.
And, amazing. And we should mention, right, that they were telling us all night, like, hey, we book bands here for free. In fact, they make half of the ticket when they play here. Mm-hmm. And they should get a hold of us at booking@thespaceship.tv.
Yes.
So
and do it.
You know,
do it,
bands. Incredible
experience
for bands. It was an incredible experience for fans. And, you know, fun was had by all. And it was a great New Year's Eve party. And I'm hearing down the pike there that they say we got to have a New Year's Eve party every year.
I'm in. How about you guys?
Hey.
Yeah.
It's New Year's. What better way to party than have radio on TV?
Yes. Okay, here's the spaceship crew. As you mentioned, Dustin and Kat, they're the main. But then we've got Eric Jean, Tink Shilheavy, Tim Fox, Melissa Fox, Ashley Caramaniola, Brad Palm, Eric Cobb, Sean Boyle, Eric Olson. And as they said, here's to me, here's to you, part of the ship. You're part of the crew.
Yeah.
And the bands, the Civil Engineers, Linda and the Zeros, and Porky's Groove Machine. I mean, just put that all together, and you can imagine. It was just terrific.
My only regret for the night, there is now video of me dancing somewhere.
Oh, whoopsie.
On stage.
But at the same token, Jimmy, you can X off your bucket list.
right.
That you got to announce and introduce. You were on stage.
Yes.
With Porky's Groove Machine dancing to, get it? Right. Double dip.
The whole time. So sometimes my Leona, Mrs. K, gets brave and will dance with me sometimes in the house or something. I say, move your feet. Don't act like you're in a sack of concrete. And I'm on stage with Porky's. That's all I thought of.
Oh, no.
It was hilarious.
Well, and as you saw, I thought the video, you looked super cute. You were all dressed up in your suit, and you were doing what needed to be done, but then you ran off the stage shortly after.
It was good times.
It was great times.
So
thanks,
now we turn the page to 2023 for show of 2023, Rocker. We got a great one lined up for the people.
Jimmy, tonight we will be talking to Amelia Ford out of Green Bay. We're going to find out what's going on with her. She's on a little tour all over the north central part of the state.
Awesome.
Robot Witch out of Milwaukee will be on the phone to tell us about their new release coming up. Work has a whole bunch of news that's happening, so we'll hear from them. They're going to be playing at Wisconsin Funk Fest coming up. And in the studio with us tonight, Charlie Boy. They're from Baraboo and La Crosse area people, and they're going to be in here playing live for us. I'm curious to see what they're going to be like. And, of course, 10 p.m., Max and Kevy with me, Rocker.
I'll tell you how they're going to be. They're going to be awesome.
They are going to be awesome.
On Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. And they are already getting booked on summer festival tours. I mean, that's pretty spectacular. Good for them.
844-967-2789. If you'd like to be part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us what's happening in your music scene. Sam Ness is going away? What?
We'll no, wait. Later. Oh, no. Sam, say it isn't so.
He has a show at the Vintage up in Sauk Prairie on Saturday, January 14th, 7 o'clock. Here is his new song, Slow It Down, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Running up the miles. I've been burning through these days. I've been wondering why so much time has slipped away. I've got so much left to do, so much left to say. I've been living tomorrow, and I've been breathing yesterday. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Slow it down, I need to be here now. Slow it down, here now. I swear I've been here before, I swear I've played this song. On the 8th of December, somewhere years from now. I swear I know these roads, but I don't know this town. I know every Wi-Fi code, but not a single name in the crowd. Some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Slow it down, I need to be here now. Slow it down, I need to be here now. Looks worried now, she asks me where I've been, trying to remember how I got to this bar we're sitting in. She looks different now, she asks me how I've been, trying to remember how I got to this state I'm in. Slow it down, now, slow it down, I need to be here now. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is spinning now. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is slow it down. I need to be here now.
Hey, this is Nick from Pine Travelers. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Living in
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Local music, Michael Alexander and Big Whiskey there in White Noise. No shows on the books for the Big Whiskey right now, but Michael Alexander is busy booking Bratfest right now. Been watching some of his posts about that, and Bratfest is always fun. We'll have to get Michael in, have him bring us some brats.
Oh, we could do this.
Yes.
Yeah, he'll do it, definitely.
All right.
I know him. You know him. Oh, we're going to get him in.
He's
here.
A rock star.
And
we are too.
Totally.
Hey, Amelia Ford is coming up next here. I'm really excited to talk to Amelia. She's from Green Bay. Her music is outstanding.
Yes.
She has a lot of news, too, and we'll have a chat with her in just a couple of minutes here. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Starkweather Brewing Company. Starkweather Brewing Company is a community-focused gathering place serving food and brewing beer on Atwood Avenue here on Madison's East Side. See the latest selections at StarkWeatherBrewing.com. That's StarkWeatherBrewing.com.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden walked a muddy stretch of the southern border today and stopped by a busy migrant processing center in El Paso, Texas. It's his first trip to the region after 2 years in office. Reporter Chris Fox is in El Paso with more on his contentious arrival.
Air Force One touched down in El Paso at 12:30 Mountain Time. President Biden was greeted by Mayor Oscar Leaser, a contingent of Democratic members of Congress, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Abbott calling the meeting cordial, but he did give the president a list of border security demands, including finishing the border wall.
Texas Democrat Veronica Escobar was on Face the Nation this morning and says the number of migrants crossing is spiraling.
He needs to hear about how over time the challenges that we have faced as a country on immigration, border issues, they have grown exponentially.
El Paso is currently the biggest corridor right now for legal and illegal crossings. CBS News Special Report, I'm Monica Ricks.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underley said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with The Bears Still Suck as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Now just imagine me trying to dance to this song on stage.
I've seen it.
So has everybody else.
I witnessed it.
Oh, gosh.
And yes, I have video.
That's what I'm worried about, Terry.
I think I only shared it with you guys. Maybe we need to take a poll. Should we make that video go viral?
Yeah. I'm okay trying to imagine what you sing like, Jimmy.
Oh, no. That's we're not going.
Jimmy K karaoke.
I just want to say, if you want to see the archive of our New Year's Eve show for the last time, you could go to thespaceship.tv, thespaceship.tv. It's really a fun watch, and the bands were fantastic, Rocker.
Yes.
They were, Jimmy. That was an amazing show. Hey, Jimmy, our next guest from Green Bay, Wisconsin, singer, songwriter, and 2018 Nash Next finalist Amelia Ford mixes soft soprano with raw grit in her 50-plus original pop and folk rock songs. Amelia is self-taught on guitar, piano, and bass, and audiences are charmed by her brazenly open introspection, emotive vocals, and whimsical, unabashed humor. Her long-awaited album, Wide Open, recorded at Rock Garden Studio in Appleton, was just released in February 2021 and is available on all platforms. Amelia Ford, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay!
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Okay, so I've been kind of digging in when I found out that you were going to be on with us, and I'm right here with the guy saying, holy smokes. But for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with Amelia Ford, how did your music career start? Tell us about, kind of take us backwards before we go forwards.
Oh, for sure. Well, I started writing songs when I was about 11 years old and kind of amassing them, and over the years just not doing anything with them except playing them for my sister. And little did I know later on in life, you know, after going through a lot of obstacles and a marriage that fell through, she made a bet with me, and she said, Amelia, you lose this bet. You got to do what I say. I'm not going to tell you what it is till you lose. I know. And I took it and I lost. And what I had to do as the loser is play an open mic, play original songs, And that's kind of where it all started taking off for me.
Oh, that's so
great. That's a great story.
It is.
You know, you have big plans for 2023, Amelia, and your debut album, Wide, Wide Open, was just released. Tell us about the music and your songwriting style. What's inside your head when you're writing music?
Oh, sure. You know, what's in my head is a ton of just puzzles and pictures. And people notice that in my lyrical writing. There's a second and third layer to it. So what you're watching in the moment isn't necessarily the full story. There's more to be seen. But I think right now I'm landing on the kind of indie rock spectrum of things.
Nice. Where do you draw your inspiration from? Where do you get, like, what are you listening to? Is there specific musicians that you listen to, or...?
You know, I have been influenced over the years by Taylor Swift and her journey through the different genres. Mm-hmm. But also Alanis Morissette, I find her very inspiring. And as far as the album, I just want to answer that part of your question. That was the collection of songs that I kind of landed on. You know, after all the life obstacles, we finally had to pull an album together. And those seemed to be the ones that best communicated my story. It's kind of a phoenix surviving crisis and rising from the ashes. So there's a full story in that album.
Oh, wow. I love that when you can listen and it's like you are laying your heart and soul out there and you can listen and really get to the heart of the matter of your story. I'm also finding this interesting, Amelia. You are heading to Nashville soon. Now, please tell me you're going to come back to Wisconsin, but tell us what you hope to accomplish and who you're planning to work with there and why.
Oh, you know it. Oh, man, I'm so excited to go visit Nashville here in a month. I'll be there middle of February. And I definitely have some meetings set up with a couple of different producers. I'm going to be meeting Femke. Maybe you've heard of her. She's an award-winning female Grammy producer.
Ooh,
I may be working with her. I'm also looking at Sean Giovanni. He worked with Jordan Blanchard, who's another musician in the area, and I was so impressed with the work he did on Jordan's recent single, Hangover. I'm also going to play a couple of writer's rounds. I'll be at Homewood Suites and also the Virgin Hotel.
Oh, that's awesome. That'll be a great way to get your music out there.
I'm sure there's some open mics, too.
Oh, you
got you got to grab down in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to walk the city and just take it all in. So.
Oh, so good. Have you been to Nashville before?
You know, I went just one time when I was 11, and enough to have an 11-year-old memory.
Oh, got it. Yep.
BB Kings, and we walked Music Row, and that's all I remember, really.
Oh, I think we might have to have a talk with you after you get back. I'd love to hear what you thought of Nashville and how it all went. Yeah, definitely.
You know it.
Amelia, you are attending Joey's Song at the Sylvie in Madison tonight, and that's a great event and cause. And you're there with a group of musicians from Wisconsin Music Ventures. Tell us about Wisconsin Music Ventures.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we're here right now. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, it's cool. Wisconsin Music Ventures organization started a few years ago, I think 3-4 years ago by now, started by Allison M., and she wanted to connect musicians in Wisconsin as far as bringing them together to collaborate, but also to find places for them to play that they wouldn't otherwise get to play without sponsorship. So it's a membership I value. It pays for itself every year to be a part of this. And we're here tonight to be inspired, show support for Joey's Song, which is a benefit concert for epilepsy.
Right. Absolutely.
Where do people find more about Wisconsin Music Ventures? Do they have a site?
Sure. I believe it's just wisconsinmusicventures.com, or just throw it in Google, but tons of stuff will come up. They've got podcasts. They got ways you can volunteer, get involved, or join if you want to.
Great.
That's awesome.
And I know Joey's Song has a lot of heavy hitters there, so I hope you get to chat with some of them. Of course, one of my favorites, you'll get to see him, Miles Nielsen and his wife, Kelly Stewart. Oh, I love those people. Yes.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, we're so lucky here tonight.
Oh, I know. Have a wonderful time. My goodness. You've got a ton of upcoming shows, too. This makes me so happy to look at a schedule like this and to just see that music across the state is just booming. booming right now.
No shows in Madison on this
list. So we need to work on that, don't we?
The closest one I saw is the Boomtown Saloon in Wisconsin Dells.
Ah, that's not far.
Oh, you know it, but hey, I'm not done booking, and actually, I want to seek out some venues in the Madison area, so hit me up if you know a place that I should be playing.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And you know,
Devil's Lair.
Looking at the, oh yeah, yeah, you need to come in and join us live. But looking at the schedule, okay, let's see, you're going to be at District 1 Brewing Company, that's Stevens Point, and of course, you're on the air there right now with us. That's Friday, January 13th,
oh, yeah.
Then the 14th, you're going to be in Gillette, 14 Primal Eats, Friday, January 20th, Chena Lakes Bar, Waupaca, Saturday, January 21st, Mackinac's Grill in Green Bay. We may be on the air in Green Bay by that point, too. Saturday, January 28th, full band show in Wausau, and we are big on air in Wausau right now, too. Hop Yard Ale Works in Appleton on Sunday, January 29th. Saturday, February 18th, as Jimmy K mentioned, Boomtown Saloon in the Dells. Excellent.
Well, I can't take the credit for that. Actually, Roger said that.
Well, oh, sorry about that. We all cover for each other.
Amelia, thank you so much for making the time tonight and coming on the air with us. The music is awesome. I love your music. I was very pleased when I discovered you online. And people, you're on Facebook. I know you're on Naylor socials. Where can people get your music?
Sure. I mean, go to AmeliaFordMusic.com, and I do this cool 2-for-1 special on there. If you order the CD in physical form, you get an instant download to have on your phone or computer. Otherwise, I'm on all the platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, etc. So
awesome.
Hey, have a great time at Joey Song tonight.
Oh my gosh, have a fun time. Tell them all that we are thinking of them and love them dearly.
You got it. Mm-hmm. You got it. Thanks so much. This was fun. You guys have a super night, all right?
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. And let's do some Amelia Ford right now.
Yes.
Sick of Rain. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You spent your winter pull curtains in sinister woods. Every echo she should have, she could have. You spent your summers all in thoughts underneath holes you drilled in your roof. I'm in disbelief. 120
From Amelia Ford out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. That was Outlaw Out Loud on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Thanks to Amelia for coming on the show with us tonight, Tara.
She's terrific.
She is.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see her live.
She's going to go places. I know. Let's get her in here.
Let's do it. Everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr hanging out with you.
Hello.
Terry, you have some bar notes coming up next hour. What do you got cooking?
I do. I have a couple of things for you. One is kind of a bummer, I guess. But, you know, we need to keep track of those, too. But the other one is really interesting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
All right. We'll do that 7:15-ish or so. Hey, if you're heading up to Green Bay, I found this event on Facebook today. It's called Taco Tuesday Fundraiser. It's happening at 906 East Walnut Street in Green Bay. They're doing a sing, a dance, music, all to help money to keep youth programs affordable in their community.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was kind of cool.
That's super cool.
And then I came across this gentleman here, a new artist here to Max Inc. Radio from the Green Bay area, Jason Schaefer. Jason Schaefer.
There you go.
I can't talk to that.
You're fine. Work on through it. You're going to do it.
Anyway, I checked out his music on Bandcamp. Yeah. Super cool. Grabbed one of the songs, and here we are. He's got a show up in Green Bay January 12th. That's Thursday at Zambotti Beer. Here is new music here from Jason Schaefer. Heartbreak Over the Hill on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Say it like I wanna think like you. You're making sure you tell me what to do. All the brother you don't have to pay. Forbidden words that you wish to weigh. Pay no mind on the rules that made. If no one cares, you don't have to. Time will take you by the hand and pull you to another plan. And then you'll see in history. Thinking back on all the days, you didn't matter, man, it's washing your way. Tell me, teach you what you want me to say. I'm no good, you're no better, okay. You kind of like I want to feel the pain. The kind of pain you're feeling every day. You really want me to embrace the shame. Guilt's the name of the game. And time will take you by the hand and pull you to another plan. And then you'll see. I know what you never will.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.